welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so thankful and grateful to the Lord that you found time in your schedule that we could spend these next few minutes together in the Word of the Lord. And as I was in prayer and asking God what He would have me share today and whatever He would have for this week's worth of broadcasting, He just put on my heart that there are people listening that really need to hear the word that I'm going to be sharing as I begin today, aspiring to the will of God. And we are all in a place, I believe, as we love God and as we seek to follow Him, we want to be pleasing to Him and we want to walk in His will. Now, the moral will of God is clearly revealed in the pages of the Bible. So we know and can understand what God expects of us, but there are many areas in our lives that we have to seek the wisdom of God. We need the direction, the confirmation of the Lord, so we know that we are walking in the path that God has chosen for us. And there's many beautiful promises that God has given to us. The ways of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. He delighteth in His way. We know that as we seek to serve God, as we seek His face, He will answer our heart's cry. But many that are listening to me right now, you've been in some difficult situations, and some are discouraged, some who are in leadership position. You may be a preacher, and you feel like you're just before a closed door. Some of you might be young in years, and you may be really seeking God's will for your life, what God would have you to do. Some of you may be up in years, in your 80s, and you feel that your time of usefulness and service for the kingdom of God is past. But as long as we have breath in our body, God has plans for us in every season of our lives. And it's true, the seasons do change depending on age and circumstances and the things God has before us. Many people, they're raising families, and God has, He doeth all things well. To everything, there is a time and a season for every purpose under heaven. And so I want you to be encouraged, but I want you to learn to be extremely attentive for this season that you are in right now in your life. And I believe as we spend these minutes together, that not just the word of the Lord, but the very anointing of God, because I am praying that God will release you into the fullness of His plans and destiny for your life. Let me share a scripture that I trust is perhaps quite familiar to you, and it's found in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verse 11. This is the Lord speaking, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now that's good just as it stands, but I want to read just a couple more verses that immediately follow, verses 12 and 13. "Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go out and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all of your heart." Praise God. As I was waiting before the Lord, I just had the sense that God's Spirit is moving in strategic and important ways. He's got a timing. And some of you have been waiting on the timing of the Lord, and it seems like nothing's happening. I know I've been there. There's things I've asked of God, and it doesn't happen till years later, but it was just the right time. Thank God that sometimes God doesn't answer prayer when we want it. Aren't you glad He's infinitely wise and has all wisdom as far as knowing the future, knowing what we need when we need it? And so as you are in this season in your life right now, regardless of the circumstances, you may be even limited in your abilities financially or physically to do what you used to do. There's no need to be discouraged, because this is not a surprise to the Lord. He ordains our path, and sometimes He will even use the work of the enemy to direct us into His plan. Didn't God use Pharaoh? He had His purpose in Pharaoh's obstinacy in terms of letting the children of Israel go. God was demonstrating His power. He was actually, if you understand what spiritually was going on, he was making statements and diminishing and defeating the very gods of Egypt that they were worshiping by those various plagues. And so our hearts need to be still before the Lord. And I want to stop right now and just pray, because some of you have been really in turmoil. Father, I just come before You right now on behalf of those that so earnestly want to see doors open. Some doors have been closed, and Lord, there's just a sense of frustration, a sense of concern, anxiety. What do I do now? What should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go down that road? And Father, I thank You, because You said we could come boldly before the throne of grace, and if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men and upbraideth not. Lord, You don't condemn us for asking. You want us to ask. And so, Father, now we're joining our hearts, and Father, I'm specifically asking for those who need Your divine direction, that You will do that. Lord, You have plans to give us an expected end. You have plans to fulfill all of Your purposes in our lives, and we don't need to feel failure. We don't need to feel that we're going to fall short, because whom You call, You will qualify for whatever the task may be, whatever the calling, whatever the ministry. God, You're a good and a gracious and a faithful God. And right now, Father, I speak peace to those who have been in turmoil, in confusion. I rebuke confusion. You are not, Lord, the author of confusion. And I speak peace and clarity and patience and the willingness to just wait on You, because You will make straight the pathway before our feet because of the enemy. That's what You declare in Psalms. And so I release peace and the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. I thank You for it. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What I want to share is going to be found in the book of Nehemiah. And there are so many wonderful lessons in all the Word of God, but in this book particularly, it's a very exciting time in the history of Israel, but it was also a time of great challenge. And it's, if you are familiar with the book of Nehemiah, it's the story of one man who waited upon God. God gave him a task, and there were great results. Now, so often, and I just want to speak to every one of you, you might feel you're the most insignificant member of the body of Christ, but there is no insignificant members. I mentioned earlier, God is positioning His people. He brings us into the body. He frames us together. There's no spirit of competition. There never need be a spirit of jealousy. Shall the eye say to the ear or the mouth? God's put us, and He's placed the giftings in us. He's put us in His body as He desires. Let's remember, He's the head. He knows exactly. Christ Jesus is the head. It is His position, just like the head in our body gives commands. There's all kinds. There's the nervous system, the sympathetic nervous system, all these various wonderful mechanisms that causes our body to operate is operated by the brain, basically, and the various hormonal systems we have. So God is in control of His body, and He desires health in the body. He desires unity in the body. If you just have a splinter in your in your little finger or you stub your toe, your whole body reacts. God is speaking healing to the body, that we can rise in power and authority and anointing that He's already given us. He's waiting on us to lift our eyes into the hills, from whence cometh our salvation, to look unto the Lord as the author and finisher and completer of our faith. Who He began a good work in you, He is going to be faithful to complete it. So be encouraged, take hope, and know that God is in charge of your life. God's desire for every believer is that they wholeheartedly seek to know His will for their lives and then aspire to walk in His will. There are three kinds of people in this world: those who watch things happen, those who say, "What happened?" and those who make things happen. And I would qualify that last statement, those who make things happen, anointed and motivated and moved by the Spirit of God. These are the people that make an eternal difference. And beloved, I am convinced when time is no more and we're together with the Lord, one of the greatest, most wonderful times is when we begin to share and hear stories of people that have been unknown as far as the world system is concerned, who have done the greatest things for God. And I'm speaking even in the church world, like we're influenced by the world, even the church has to a great extent. I thank God for the pure that of the body that is beginning to come forth, those who are really growing up into the character and the maturity of Christ, where big is not better, where the servant attitude of Christ is that which was glorified. It's all about giving glory to Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm just full of so much to share, and we'll have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me as we share the word of the Lord. And I've been doing this for a few weeks. If you'd like to write, share your prayer requests. And if you'd like to request the complimentary booklet, Which Way Are You Running? Something to really stir and encourage your faith, I invite you to request Reverend Neil Glass's booklet that he wrote back in the 80s, Which Way Are You Running? I love you, and I thank you for your prayer support. It's a privilege to minister to you by radio, as well as pray for you as I do every day, my radio family, as well as my partners. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577. Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.